We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That means that Brian Gulish has entered the building again from the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That's what we're doing here today. And Brian, last we checked, we were pushing 150,000 meals. What are we up to?
154,779.
Nice. Which means I'd say early in the PM show, we might hit 200,000. Is that the new goal now?
Hopefully before the end of this show.
Hopefully before the end of this show.
So we're at
154,779.
So we need 46,000 meals by 2 o'clock.
Let's do it. Thank you, Brian. We'll talk to you next hour.
Yes.
Here's the way to do this is to online. You can go to the Metropolitan Window Company Donation Center, 937thefan.com. You can text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155, or you can call 412-663-5664. The incentive for the hour is you get to pick a show, minimum $50 donation, and among those $50 at least donors, one of them will be drawn and will be able to join one of our shows for the day. Pick the station and the show of your choice and join them in the studio. And for $50, that provides 150 meals. We know that the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank tells us that 1 in 10 individuals, including 1 in 8 children, are food insecure. We've had all kinds of people step up for a great cause today. Talked to a couple Penguins people already. Paul Steigerwald, been around the organization for a long time. Jay Caulfield just spoke with us. It's been great. Tons of people as we approach what we're getting close to 160,000 meals provided.
So what is that, Joe? Like, is that like 50 some thousand dollars?
Has to be. Yeah, my math skills like are horrendous.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, 50. That's,
yeah.
160,000 would be like $53,000.
And by the way, you guys really got this started last week with Jeff Patton, a general.
He's incredible. Incrinculent, some would say. He really is. Meanwhile, Paul, there's a lot going on in the betting world as professional and college sports mingle with what used to be taboo territory, you know, every day. This is the latest story. NBA eyes Raptors Jonte Porter for betting issues. He's the brother of a great player, Michael Porter Jr., for the NBA champion Nuggets. Okay, so here's the story. Prop bets. Going with the under with Jonte Porter. And there was unusual. He's not a, you know, significant player. He's a bench guy. So there were betting irregularities. Games from January 26th and March 20th. This is according to ESPN. There was increased betting interest on the under for his props, which for the night of January 26th were 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 0.5 threes. Well, he got the under on all of those. He left the game with what they said was an aggravation of an eye injury. And then, And that night, the under on his three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors. Like, why would people be focusing in on Jontay Porter's three-pointers and the under? Okay? And then March 20th against the Kings, he played only 3 minutes because of what the Raptors said was an illness. So, of course, he hit the unders that night. And then they look and they see unusual. I think this was on DraftKings. Reported that his prop bets from that night, the night that a scrub player leaves a game after 3 minutes, he got the most, that was the biggest money maker from DraftKings that night, Paul. To say this is suspicious would be a radical understatement.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
He may never play again if it's proven that he's complicit in this.
The whole point is that it comes to, like, this guy obviously pulling himself out of games. Does he not understand that they're going to monitor things like this? Like, for instance, the fact that, you know, if it's one thing, if it's Steph Curry and it's over, you know, a number of three-pointers or under a number. Steph Curry, there are going to be a lot of people, especially with the same game parlays, a lot of people are going to be betting on.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Steph Curry. Unless you're an NBA fan, you don't even know who this guy is.
I'm an NBA fan, and I don't know who
he is. I never heard of him. I didn't know Michael Porter had a brother in the league.
But my point is, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Casual NBA fans or whatever, they're going to go on these apps, and they're going to bet on the guys that they've heard of. They're going to bet, now the hardcore guys and the sharps, maybe they'll bet on guys like this. But he's not significant enough of a player. And that's probably why the red flag started happening. You know, it's not that, well, you know, three or four different times he had something happen where he got pulled out of the game. And that it's the fact that, wait a minute, why was there all this money on this guy? These, you know what I mean? And so if you're a bit player like this guy, you're not going to get away with it. Listen, it'd be hard even if you're a superstar player after, you know, because they monitor these things.
Big time. And how, you're right, how could they not know? And the coach, the Toronto coach, he didn't put it on the team pulling him out of the game. The coach put it this way: I never doubt injuries. I never doubt honesty from players. So what you draw from that is that this guy said, hey, I can't go anymore. At least that's the conclusion I'm jumping to there. This is serious stuff. I saw where Halliburton from the Pacers said a couple weeks ago, I feel like I'm a, you know, something to the effect of I'm a walking prop bet. You know, like people are constantly wanting him to go over certain totals. And then Bickerstaff, the coach of the Cavaliers, somebody got mad at him for something, or a bunch of people mm-hmm. did. I don't know what the bets were that night. And he received, like, threats from people.
Right.
Now, with all the betting, the proliferation of easy sports betting, what kinds of are these the kinds of problems that were naturally going to occur, Paul? And is it going to get worse?
It's definitely going to get worse. Here's the thing. It's too tempting. And I'm going to tell you this, Joe. Let's say you're on an NBA team and you're a rotation guy and you're making a league minimum.
Yeah.
And you're playing with two or three guys that are making 50, 60 million or whatever, you know. I think LeBron James makes 60 million. You're playing with it. All right.
This dude, by the way, makes 415.
Exactly.
Grand.
Exactly. What's to say? Listen, you help us out, it'll be really good for you in the end.
Did that always happen though, or is it happening?
Prolific gambling is now, and yeah. how accessible gambling is now, has probably made the temptation a lot greater. Because if you think about it, Joe, you know, nowadays you can have a brother-in-law or a friend who you hang out with all the time who sits there on his app. And, you know, it's not like they got to connect the dots. Well, this guy's calling Louis the plumber, like the old days, you know what I mean? Or this guy's going actually to a sports book. You got a guy sitting there on his phone. And, you know, there's no security cameras. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's very easy probably for them to do. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, all of these guys are allowed to have the apps. They're just not allowed to bet on their own sport.
Here's what it says. NBA players, along with league employees, are prohibited from betting on any NBA events, including prop bets, violations
right.
of the policy, blah, blah, blah. But I think they can bet on
They can bet on other sports.
And there's some weird rules about if you're in the facility,
yes.
you can't bet on other sports.
Is that the same in the NBA? I know that's in the NFL.
Yeah, I know multiple NFL guys got suspended, and they said, we don't even understand what the rule is with that.
Well, that brings us all the way to Ohtani, who doubled down on this story that he was the victim of theft. I mean, are we believing this? That this dude, his interpreter, clearly would have had access to his account, his username and his password, would have gone in there, I guess established a line of credit under Ohtani's name with this bookmaking operation and rang up millions of dollars in bets with nobody really noticing. Are we supposed to believe this?
Yeah, I have a hard time with it. Listen, I want to take the guy at face value, but number one, not answering questions to me was weak. And I know there's a legal thing going on, but I have some real, real questions about the whole thing, because what he said yesterday, you basically have to almost turn your brain off to believe it, don't you?
Yes, and especially the changing of the stories.
Right.
As The Athletic said, and you got to hear this clearly out there if you're listening, because it gets a little muddled, but it's the Ohtani camp initially quoted Ohtani himself
right.
as saying, yes, I sent several large payments. That's the maximum amount I could send. Then they changed the story to he knew nothing about it. What are we doing here? A crisis communication specialist from Ohtani's camp. This is from The Athletic. Initially quoted him as saying just that. Yes, I sent several large payments. how could it go from that to I knew nothing about it and he stole from me?
Right.
That's all you have to know that this is very, at the least, very suspicious.
And not just that, you don't know where $4.5 million of your money went. And it came from your accounts.
Exactly.
So here's the other part of it. Here's the other part of it. And this is where there might be a little wiggle room here. What if one of the financial advisors or whoever's got access to his accounts is the one that actually wired the money?
What if he's the fall guy for somebody higher up in the Ohtani hierarchy?
Yes. Yeah. Or what if he's the guy that actually is doing the gambling or whatever? I have a hard time believing that $4.5 million were wired to this guy. Because again, the other part of this, if this were a situation of where he was going to Vegas to actual legal sports books, it might be a little bit easier to believe some of it, but he was going to an illegal bookmaker. And I'll be honest with you, unfortunately, in a past life, Joe, I had many run-ins with illegal bookmakers and many dealings with illegal bookmakers and loan sharks and everything else. Ain't none of them putting that much money out on the street unless they know that they're going to get that money. We meaning they know, okay, this is not coming from this interpreter who's making $200,000 or whatever he's making. $4.5 million, they know where it's coming from.
Could it be that, and I'm just spitballing here, that the interpreter said to them, yeah, I'm good for the money because Ohtani's back in this. Look, it's his name on the transfers. Yeah.
And if that happens, when the bookmaker gets into court, because the bookmaker, you know, the illegal sport, the illegal bookmaker is actually going to be on, you know, they're investigating him, the FBI, the IRS. So he's probably going to have to, you know, testify under oath at some point. If he says, well, you know, the money was coming from Ohtani, according to this guy, that's problematic. Now, the one thing that could happen is the Ohtani organization could generously donate money to this guy, you know. But I think at this point, every dollar that's spent by Ohtani is going to be scrutinized. So that probably isn't going to happen. I'm just saying, when you read this story, you read the original reasoning for what happened, then you read the revised reasoning for what happened, it just, none of it adds up.
Somebody called ACLSports.com tweeted this. So his interpreter got a $4.5 million line of credit from a local bookie.
Right.
And also had access to Ohtani's bank account, where he proceeded to take out millions, all without Ohtani's knowledge of any of it. Got it.
Yeah. Wait, the best is, have you seen this Twitter account, Jimmy Smokes?
No.
Jimmy Smokes?
I have not seen that.
Let me see. So again, I have no idea whether or not this guy is legitimate. I'm sorry, Timmy Smokes. Here it is.
Timmy Smokes.
Timmy
yeah.
Smokes.
What does he smoke?
I have no idea if he's legitimate or not. Ohtani throwing games a thread. July 22nd, 2022, a bet of $1 million was placed for the Atlanta Braves to score 6.5 runs against the Los Angeles Angels, parlayed with Braves minus 3.5. The bet was placed with a bookie in Mizuwasa, Shohei's hometown. The pitcher for the Angels that day, Shohei Ohtani. The stats that day were as followed: 6 innings, 6 hits, 6 earned runs, and 1 walk. At the plate, he went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts.
I don't even want to think about that.
Was he throwing games? I'll let you decide. Wait, Timmy Smoke says July 4th, 2023, a bet was placed in the same hometown with the same bookie.
Ohtani's hometown?
Yes. Yes. For $4.2 million, on the over for the Padres run total. Guess who was pitching? You guessed it. This guy calls him show fraud. 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs while going 0-for-3 at the plate. Not even 10 days later, a $10 million bet was placed. Same bookie, same town. Parlay plus 2,500 odds. Astros minus 1.5. Astros over 6.5. Shohei over 4.5 runs allowed. Shohei under 6.5 strikeouts, game total over 11.5. Shohei's Ohtani's line for that day: 6 innings pitched, 9 hits, 5 earned runs while allowing 2 home runs.
I can't even think about that. I can't wrap my mind around that. But here's to me the most suspicious thing here.
You one more thing.
Yes.
Timmy Smoke says this is inside information from a Braves employee.
Who is Timmy Smokes?
What does it say he is
in his Twitter file?
Timmy Smokes. He's a writer for CTESPN. He says
Are you kidding me? Craig Calcaterra, baseball writer. If Ohtani's version is true, then the translator gave him 90-minute interview to ESPN of straight up lies, backed by Ohtani's PR crisis communications people, all while Ohtani's agent stood by. This is insane. I mean,
did you hear Malzi's theory about this?
No, what was his theory?
So all that money that the Dodgers gave Ohtani was deferred. He thought maybe that was an agreement that Ohtani kind of had to potentially prove that he did not have gambling issues.
What? I didn't hear that.
So this is just speculation, but Malzi has maybe suggested, with all the money being deferred to Ohtani, it's what, like 95% of his salary to the Dodgers is deferred until 10 years down the road. Maybe that was sort of a condition for him to get over a potential gambling problem that maybe they knew about.
Well,
I know this much. All the Ohtani camp has done so far is invite doubt and more speculation. That's all they've done. They have mangled this so far beyond any like sports related crisis I've ever seen in my life.
Here's the thing.
Like, the NFL on Spygate looks competent compared to what they're doing here.
But here's the thing, Joe. It requires so many mental gymnastics to believe that Ohtani had zero idea what was going on here, that the $4 million was gone out of his account, that his interpreter, who there's like surfaced a bunch of different photos of those two, you know, in conversation
and everything else.
It's so to me, you have to shut your brain down to believe. And listen, I can get to the point where I say, you know what, Ohtani didn't. He probably did not bet on sports or did not bet on baseball. But don't tell me he had no idea where this money was going.
Then that's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
they're, I mean? They're over pro.
Right.
He doth protest too much.
Exactly.
That's what this saying means. You're protesting to the point of inviting more speculation and doubt about you. If you and I hung around every day, all day,
mm-hmm.
for years.
Right.
Do you think I wouldn't know that you even gambled? I'm talking like if it was,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you
were gambling like this guy, I wouldn't know. This guy is like Ohtani's little pet. He goes out and gets him water. He goes out and gets him meals. He's with him in the dugout. He's his brother. They've talked about it being a brotherhood. Oh, really? You gamble? I never knew.
How many guys, Joe, do you know that gamble that don't talk about it?
That too.
I don't know a single guy who gambles on sports that doesn't feel the need to tell you every parlay tease
That's
and everything else
point.
Going on, right?
That's
not,
a great
I don't
point.
Know one. Not one person. Even people that just put a couple dollars on this or a couple dollars on, you know, a game here or there that aren't really hardcore gamblers, they feel the need to tell you what they're gambling on and who they're gambling on and how much they're gambling, right?
They never stop.
It's just incredible to me.
All right, we got.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.